This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Why doesn't Biden just pardon Hunter and just get it over with? I think that could be. That could be in the offing. And you know what? If they did it, I'm just going to be a little facetious here. If President Biden went and gave a full, you know, peremptory pardon on whatever he could pardon Hunter Biden for, there would probably be all kinds of support coming in from the left and from the liberal networks, and everything would be like, finally, Joe Biden puts an end to this madness, the madness of Hunter Biden and all the attacks by the MAGA Republicans, as Hunter Biden called them outside the Capitol building, as he defied a congressional subpoena to appear on Wednesday. So, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition, and we're racing into hour two. And if you're just joining us here in hour two, we want to welcome you, of course. We've been having a great program so far, a lot of great calls already. I've talked about a lot of great stuff, and it's going to be chock full for hour two as well. And if you'd like to join us, you can dial us up at 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And if you'd like to send me a direct message, you can do so. Simply go there and click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. We'll see it here during the broadcast, and we'll definitely try to work that in here on the program. Also want to say a big shout out to Trucker Ron. Appreciate your message. Appreciate your email. And very Merry Christmas, of course, to you and yours as well. And good luck on all the stuff that that you were talking to me about there. And we're going to be checking in with you, and we hope to hear from you here again real soon. So thanks again, Trucker Ron. And folks, there's so much going on. It's hard to know where to begin, as always. And this is, I mean, and we're in December. This is the holidays, right? This is the time of year where things kind of wind down. You know, maybe if you're at your business, your email inbox isn't so full of stuff all the time because people are kind of doing other stuff, or they're also kind of trying to wind down for the end of the year. So things might not be quite as chaotic, but in the news, things are incredibly chaotic. Of course, we've got the House on Wednesday voting to move the impeachment inquiry along. In other words, to formalize that. And again, it's not a vote to impeach. It's not a vote not to impeach. It's a vote to find out if you can impeach or if you need to impeach. I appreciate what Backgammon Bob was saying right before the top of the hour, that there's a lot of stuff out there already. Well, of course there is. Of course there is. And he mentioned something else I thought that was really important. And that was, you know, maybe trying to get, you know, once people see what Biden and company, as it were, have really been up to, you might get some Democrats. Well, in terms of senators or House representatives, maybe, and you just never know. But I do think that things are so divided right now that it would be very, very hard to get representatives or senators to say, yes, of course, there's so much here, we've got to vote for this. There has to be, and that's really what I've talked about in the past, calling it the critical mass. You know, if there's a critical mass in the country, then I think that's really possible in order to get somebody from the other side of the aisle. But here's the other thing, though, that I think is also going to be incredibly important, and that is Democrats and independents all across the landscape of America, they start seeing this. It becomes so overwhelming that they say to themselves, yeah, there's something going on here. Something is rotten in Denmark, as the saying goes. And that can translate into the election big time. So whether or not you actually get to an impeachment where the House votes to impeach the president and it goes to the Senate, and right now I think it would be very difficult to climb that mountain and have a conviction, very similar to what we saw with President Trump and so forth, very similar even when Bill Clinton was impeached but not convicted, right? There is the real possibility that across the highways and byways that the perception of Joe Biden as a candidate and the idea of coming in for another term could start to become much more unthinkable for those, as I said, might be Democrats, rank and file Democrats. I'm not talking about Democrat Party elite. We know where they stand, what they want to do. But rank and file Democrats, independents across the country, that could have a huge, huge impact. And once that starts to happen, then you're really going to see the push to have Joe Biden replaced on the ticket. And it'll be, well, you know, got to spend more time with family. I got to, you know, this kind of thing. I've accomplished my goals. I've done what I need to do. And now it's time to pass the torch to a younger generation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The whole thing almost kind of writes itself, right? It's very much even like a movie. So we'll definitely see something like that if the tide starts to turn. And this impeachment inquiry just might be the thing to do that in the grand sense, because you'll have so much more stuff coming out about Joe Biden, about Hunter Biden. And when we come back from the break, folks, we'll talk about Hunter Biden. We'll talk about Joe Biden, because now it's gone from I didn't know anything about my son's business to my father wasn't financially involved in my businesses. And it just, again, the story kind of keeps changing. The explanations keep changing. And when the explanations have to keep changing, you know that you're losing. You're losing big time. And that's why they put Hunter Biden out there with the microphones in front of the Capitol building. Make it look like, you know, this whole thing is just a witch hunt. So stay right there, folks. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. but he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Well, that's right. I hope that it's a Merry Christmas. And I hope that it's a prosperous New Year. Because we need a little bit of that, don't you think?
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, as we are racing through the Thursday morning edition of the program. And Jose Feliciano, just an absolute icon there with that song, among other things. But welcome back, folks. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We've been talking a lot about Joe Biden and the impeachment inquiry, but there is news, of course, on the Donald Trump front. And the Donald Trump front news is that a United States judge, this from Reuters, a U.S. judge on Wednesday paused the federal case accusing Donald Trump of attempting to illegally overturn the results of the 2020 election while the former president mounts an appeal claiming he is immune from the charges. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, said Trump's ongoing appeal temporarily halts all activity that would move the case toward trial, which is currently scheduled to begin in March 2024. Guess what? That's right at the time of Super Tuesday, as a matter of fact. Trump is appealing the judge's ruling earlier this month, rejecting Trump's bid to dismiss the case based on an argument that he could not be prosecuted for official actions he took as president. This is a big win for President Trump and our rule of law, Trump spokesperson Stephen Chung said in a statement, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, hopefully, adding that the ruling derails special counsel Jack Smith's rush to judgment strategy of interfering in the 2024 presidential election. Yeah, it seems like that. Seems like that. Spokesperson for Smith declined to comment. So you know it's serious that they don't like this. They're very unhappy with this. Prosecutors have previously denied allegations of political bias because, by the way, we know where all the political bias is, right? the political bias is in going after President Biden's son. The political bias is in going after Joe Biden, who has been a thankless, selfless public servant for 50 years, right? This is the narrative that they're coming up with. The narrative that they're coming up with is that, you know, they're picking on Hunter Biden. They're, you know, making fun of his addiction and this kind of stuff, which is not happening. But here's the deal, right? And, oh, that's a Joe Biden. I just did a Joe Biden. I didn't realize it. Here's the deal, okay? No joke. Right? No joke. Here's the deal. The deal is that if you have someone who's involved in these foreign businesses, being on boards and this kind of stuff, and there is even the smallest hint of impropriety or the ability to have influence where there shouldn't be any influence, that is a recipe for total disaster, right? And no matter what, anybody who could be compromised, don't you think a lot of those photographs could be, I don't know, compromising and so forth? In other words, you could tell the candidate, look, you know, you don't want this stuff coming out, do you? I mean, if you saw this in a movie and you totally accept it. Oh, sure, yeah, well, they've got the photographs. They have the secret, right? And so all they have to do is say, well, put your secret out if you don't do X, Y, and Z. And the character typically does X, Y, and Z because they don't want the secret to come out, you know, that kind of stuff. So if you're Joe Biden and you're in that position, and if you're Hunter Biden and you exacerbate these problems and create an even worse a situation for influence and this kind of stuff, well, that's on it in and of itself bad. But also what's even worse than that is the, hey, we're going to garner all this money. We're going to, you know, kind of, you know, in as the scenario would go, right? The idea that you could sell the influence, you could do things in exchange for this and that, a quid pro quo, as they call it. So political bias, it's all into the Joe Biden aspect of this, not Trump. None of this is political bias. And if you say differently, well, then you're probably in the same mode of people who have an idea to say, well, how much money are we sending to Ukraine and where is it really going? You're just for Putin. You're pro-Putin at that point, right? And see, this is how things go out there in the media. So back to the article. Both Trump and Smith have acknowledged that the former president cannot face trial while his appeal remains ongoing. But Smith sought to keep some aspects of the case active, arguing that the judge could still conduct certain pretrial business in the case. The judge ruled that she could not enforce her past, that she could rather enforce her past rulings, including the gag order that limits Trump's statements about prosecutors and witnesses while the case is paused. The judge said she would revisit whether to move the trial date once the appeal is resolved. Now, of course, this could be a huge problem for Jack Smith, right? If the Supreme Court, or the appeals rather, comes down and says, you can't prosecute him for this or that. These are official acts, etc. That could have a huge problem for this prosecution. So we're definitely going to have to wait and see what they say. But this could be a major, major malfunction in this kind of case moving forward. And by the way, the American people and many voters and even voters across the spectrum, you know, crossing lines over to the Democrats, you're going to have some people that are going to say to themselves, this does seem a little extreme, right? All this stuff does seem very extreme, and we don't believe that this is purely motivated to get to the bottom of things and prosecute somebody who might have done something wrong. If anything, there's a lot more talk about how the DOJ didn't do anything about Joe Biden, was shielding him. This is how this story goes, right? That was shielding him from actually coming under any really close scrutiny in all the things having to do with Hunter Biden. Let's listen to Joe Biden here. This is actually from a while back, I believe during the campaign. This is from Axios on HBO. And the interview with Joe Biden, this is incredibly illuminating. This is a much different Joe Biden I have to say, this Joe Biden is a lot more put together, and that's saying something to the Joe Biden that we see today. But let's listen in to some of these questions here. You'll hear it. It's kind of set up as though, you know, it's Trump says this about you, so that's kind of silly. But the questions get progressively worse for Joe Biden here. Let's listen in.
Hunter Biden, President Trump says, Sleepy Joe has real problems. Reminds me of Crooked Hillary and her 33,000 deleted emails. A lot of the Ukraine charges about you have been debunked and were unfair. There's one thing that a lot of Democrats even do wonder about, and that is Hunter Biden, your son, was getting paid a lot of money to serve on the board of a Ukrainian energy company facing serious corruption charges. You were the vice president running point on Ukraine. The average Joe hears that and says, that sounds fishy. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board. And that was it. And there's nobody.
Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust my son.
But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know what's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?
Unless there was something that was there was something on his face that was wrong. There's nothing on his face that was wrong. So look, if you want to talk about problems, you know, let's talk about Trump's family.
Okay, stop right there. So you see, it almost there was a quote we played in hour number one where candidate Biden back in 2020 got mad at a reporter for asking about Hunter Biden, all the stuff. And he says, no, we're here to talk about this man. This president has done things that no president has ever done. And to some degree, that's true, because no president has actually come in and tried to get us to be energy independent the way that Trump did. But that's neither here nor there right now. But here you go. You see how those questions started to get a little bit more incisive? Well, they continue to be, especially when you're sitting across the table, in this instance, from the former vice president, running for president, and you say, well, what you're talking about, you didn't know your son was on the board until after he was on the board? And how this, because as this huge public figure, as the former vice president, now running for president, you might want to know, and this is what this reporter actually talks about, you might want to know what your family members are up to so it doesn't reflect badly upon you, perhaps. This is huge stuff. And when he says, this doesn't pass the smell test, you should see the look on Biden's face. You know, say, wait a minute, you're not supposed to say that stuff to me. Smell test. All right, folks, when we come back, we have a lot more to tell you about. 949-822-7959, Kyle Warren with you. And we are racing through the Thursday edition. Stay right there. Lots more to come.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden has concluded a private White House meeting with the families of eight Americans previously held hostage by Hamas.
We are here because the president and his team have been bringing out light in this dark time.
The hostages were among the 240 individuals taken during Hamas' October 7th attack on Israel. According to a U.S. defense official, an American warship intercepted and shot down a drone believed to be launched from a Houthi-controlled area in Yemen. The incident occurred Wednesday morning local time, and the warship took defensive action as the unmanned aerial vehicle was headed in the direction of the ship. Elon Musk is launching a STEM-focused high school in the Austin area, investing $100 million of his own funds, according to tax filings revealed by Bloomberg News. Musk envisions expanding the initiative into a university dedicated to top-tier education. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tesla is recalling more than 2 million vehicles across its model lineup to fix a defective system that's supposed to ensure drivers are paying attention when they use autopilot.
U.S. safety regulators say the company will send out a software update to fix the problem. The recall comes after a 3-year investigation by U.S. auto safety regulators into a series of crashes that happened while the autopilot
automated driving system was in use.
Some were deadly.
Making our way.
Funded Jeremy House reporting. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says its investigation found autopilot's method of ensuring that drivers are paying attention can be inadequate and can lead to foreseeable misuse of the system.
At this time,
the year's best meteor shower, the Geminids peaks this week. Skygazers may see as many as one or even two a minute in locations with dark skies.
But you never know. It's definitely something to look forward to, definitely something to project. There's a lot of work between now and then needs to be done in order to get that percentage up. We told you on the program yesterday, 30% of those polled by Rasmussen believe that the country is on the right track. So it's time to get that percentage up in terms of, or I should say, down. I checked myself on that. No, we got to get that percentage up. We want more than 30% to think the country's on the right track, and we can do it. We definitely can. It's going to take some time. As I said, it's going to take hard work. It's going to take talking to people. It's going to take talking with your neighbors. I appreciate how Frank Salvato articulates that. It's going to take talking to your neighbors. It's going to take a lot of time and effort. But it can be done, because the narratives that are put out there, the fairy tales that are put out there about how things are really going, and how if you're perceiving them as not being ideal, well, then you don't understand how things go. And I really have to take sort of umbrage at that kind of mentality, because people can look out their front door. And they can go to the grocery store, and they can, you know, work in the business field that they're in. They can talk to their friends and neighbors, and they can figure out how things are going. And that just doesn't add up many times with what many of these officials would like to tell you. Okay, so once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number. Let's listen in again here to this interview. It's an illustrative interview. It's from the campaign before, but this is Joe Biden being asked about Hunter Biden and his, all the things that Hunter Biden was involved in. At that time, you're just, getting money from foreign powers or being on boards. And Joe Biden says, well, I didn't even know he was on the board. Like, for example, Burisma, until he was on the board, there's nothing going on. I don't have to, shouldn't you check that out, Mr. Vice President? Oh, no, it's all fine. It's not a problem. But let's talk about Trump's family. So let's pick it up there because, of course, you have to always turn it to Trump. That's part of the strategy. Let's go.
Trump's family. I mean, come on. This is... These guys are amazing.
So you think that everything that happened was kosher?
You know there's not one single bit of evidence. Not one little tiny bit to suggest anything done was wrong.
Okay, stop right there. Great question by the interviewer. All right? I believe his name is Mike Allen. So Mike Allen asks the vice president, candidate Biden at the time, so you think everything was kosher, okay? Meaning that everything was on the up and up. Everything was fine. There was no problem. There was nothing untoward. That's what that question means, right? So how would you answer that question? How would you answer that question if somebody asked you something like that? So in other words, your opinion is that given this whatever situation, insert situation here, that nothing was wrong. It was all kosher. And typically a regular person would say, yeah, that's exactly what I think. I think everything's fine. But it's very different when somebody then leans into you and starts to say, there is no evidence whatsoever that anything was wrong. And this kind of thing, to me, that's a different answer. That's a whole different sort of mentality. That's a whole different approach to responding to something that, because, for example, if somebody says, well, do you think this is fine over there? Well, there's no evidence that it's not fine, okay? it's just, okay, back off a little bit there. That's just what I get out of that. And you could tell, and this is the Joe Biden anger issue, I think. He doesn't like to get questioned about stuff like that. So let's continue. So we'll back it up just a little bit. And there's not one little single bit of evidence.
One little tiny bit to suggest anything done was wrong. You know that. But you keep asking me these questions.
So, okay. Stop right there. And you know that. But you keep asking me this stuff. See, those are the tactics. Those are the tactics, I guess you got to just do your job. Oh, yeah, just do your job and all that, even though we know what you're doing is silly and ridiculous and unnecessary and really kind of ignorant and uninformed and this kind of stuff. See, you know that. I mean, that's I mean, this is big time stuff. Let's continue.
You're doing what you have to do. But I'm not worried about it. Look, the American public knows me.
Last one on this. Say you're elected, you're in office. What guardrails would you have to be sure that your son, your brother Jimmy, doesn't do anything to trade on the family name?
They will not be engaged in any foreign business because of what's happened in this administration. No one's going to be seeking patents for things from China. No one's going to be engaged in that kind of thing.
So no foreign business for your relatives in office.
it's just rich, isn't it? It's just wonderful. So Joe Biden, of course, I think he got kind of angry with that because he doesn't want to be asked about these kinds of things. But let's head over. I think we've got something here from Peter Ducey. Asking Karine Jean-Pierre, as I mentioned earlier, why doesn't Hunter Biden just get pardoned, for all this stuff? Let's listen in.
Thank you. Thanks, Karine. You said that President Biden was familiar with what his son was going to say on Capitol Hill. If I called my dad and said, I am about to violate a congressional subpoena, he'd probably say, son, you shouldn't do that. Was there any attempt by President Biden to talk Hunter out of it today?
You're going
to
call your dad Steve?
I'm dad, usually.
Look, I don't have anything else to add. The president was familiar with what Hunter was going to say today. Look, he's proud of his son. He and the First Lady are proud of his son, how he's rebuilding his life back. He's going to focus on what is needed on the American people. Hunter, and I've said this many times, is a private citizen. And so certainly I would have to refer you to his representatives. I'm just not going to get into private conversations because what you're asking me is actually a private conversation. I'm just not going to.
First briefing since Hunter was indicted again in Los Angeles. Why doesn't President Biden just pardon him?
President, I've been very clear. The president's not going to pardon him.
So, yeah, why not just get all this over with at that point? Just go ahead and pardon him. It's fine. Obviously, you know, the president was aware of what Hunter Biden was going to say out in the steps or in front of the Capitol building on Wednesday. And starting up again this narrative, they're attacking me, they're coming after me, I had an addiction and all this kind of thing. And everybody wants anybody who's got an addiction or has gone through that kind of thing to get better. There's no doubt about that. But it's very difficult to sort of just roar by the notion that if you called the president of the United States, who happens to be your father and who happens to be the president, and you say, I'm going to defy a congressional subpoena, you know, doesn't that carry some kind of consequences, this kind of thing? Haven't we seen other people get in huge trouble because they defied a congressional subpoena? And so, you know, the story is not they're ganging up on Hunter. The story is, in this case, or part of the story, is that if Joe Biden knew, why didn't he tell him, you know, son, you've got to go over there and, you know, just go to the hearing and take the Fifth Amendment, for goodness sakes. But instead, you know, he went out and made this speech and all this kind of stuff as they begin this strategy of trying to rebuild. And again, you heard Karine Jean-Pierre even go down that road. Well, he's had these problems. He's trying to rebuild and so forth. And if you ask me, I think one of the next places we'll see Hunter Biden go and give a variation of what he said in front of the Capitol is probably going to be on The View, right? Or any other places. But there's going to be a talk show circuit in here somewhere. I'd be pretty sure that that's probably what's next on all this, because you got to get with the public opinion. Stay right there, because we are coming right back. 949-822-7959. Want to get the telephone number out there. Coming back with our Trucker Travel Report and Denise Simon as well. Thursday morning edition, racing along.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
As we continue racing through and rocketing through the Thursday edition, as we do head towards Christmas time. That's right. And this music proves it, doesn't it? All right. Once again, welcome back. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have an opinion, if you'd like to talk with us here on the program this morning. So once again, we've reached the time when we typically do our Trucker Traveler Report here on the program. And this morning is no different. And let's start up with a song to keep you going. And sometimes it's fun to pull this one out because it just gets you going, especially as we got to go another couple of days here, right, for the weekend. So here we go, folks. If this doesn't do it, I don't know what will. A little Jerry Reed, Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound down, load it up and truck it. We're going to do what this can be done. See?
Jerry Reed, Eastbound and Down, absolutely. And, you know, that's getting in the Wayback Machine, but I think that's okay because we love to hear Jerry Reed and the late, great Jerry Reed, of course. And you just can't be sad when that song is playing. No doubt about that. Okay, well, let's take a quick look here at our weather maps this morning as we take a look at what's happening around the country. In terms of some of these alerts, we do want to let you know, of course, that we do have, I believe I saw, yeah, dense fog advisory. This is going to be in central Wyoming. This is going to be near Shoshone, Riverton, Lander, Pavilion. So be careful there. We've also got a freezing fog advisory down near Cheyenne, Wyoming. So if you're coming down Interstate 25 south of Wheatland, down towards the border with Colorado, or if you're heading out I-80 a little bit east towards Burns, or if you're heading west up towards Laramie, you definitely have that freezing fog advisory going on right now. Winter weather advisory covering most of the southern part of Colorado, and then also that's going to be a winter storm warning dipping down into the northern part of New Mexico, Taos, and Albuquerque, as well a little bit into the northern part of Texas. And in fact, if we take a look at our precipitation right now, we are seeing a lot of rain mixed with snow. This is going to be just kind of skirting the eastern border of Colorado, but mostly over into Nebraska and then coming down through the western part of Kansas and then down into northern Texas near Pampa, Amarillo, and down towards Lubbock as well. Scattered rain there, but it's really dense throughout that part of Nebraska and Kansas I was just telling you about. Also, Santa Fe, New Mexico this hour looks like you've got snow and rain as well. And then Taos has got snow on the radar. Albuquerque, snow mixed with rain, basically. So do be careful there. And let's see what else we can see. Up near Seattle, Washington, looks like we've got some rain coming in down from Vancouver, sort of in a band heading south, basically, and then over to the northern part of Oregon, near Astoria right near in Tillamook. So it could be making its way there towards Portland. Seattle proper looks like it's pretty clear right now, but there's all kinds of rain just right to the west of you. So do be careful there as well, because obviously, and by the way, Southern California may be getting ready for some Santa Ana winds, we understand, but also could be having another round of major storms coming through. So far, there's been high pressure that's kept a lot of the rain and storms heading up north. But here in Southern California, we could be seeing that whole thing start up again. I don't know. I guess if I had to pick between the two, I'd rather have rain than the Santa Ana winds, which can be really, really devastating. So that's what it looks like out there on the weather map right now, everybody. Do be careful out there. We know that I believe it looks like for the eastern seaboard, we might be looking at some major storm to come through there soon that can begin to really affect some of that early holiday travel. We'll keep an eye on that and let you know. It looks like it might be coming in towards the end of the week here and so forth. So be careful out there, folks. And again, if you have a request for a song that we play here for the Trucker Traveler Report, be sure to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com and simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you can make a request by that means. All right. So once again, it's time to welcome Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience to the program. Welcome, Denise.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, of course, we got a lot to talk about, but what do you think, number one, about the impeachment inquiry and then also this pause while in the Trump trial as they do the appeal? What do you think about those?
Well, I'm actually very, very good with the impeachment inquiry. I think still that between Comer and Jordan, and especially Senator Grassley's office, they've actually got more evidence that they are not broadcasting about. So I think some of the word on the Hill about evidence has gotten out, and I think that's why, because the one holdout was necessarily going to be Congressman Ken Buck, and it looks like almost at the last minute he voted for the impeachment inquiry. So I think that they probably went to him and said, hey, dude, this is what some other things that we have here.
Indeed.
And I really thought that he was going to be the holdout. He's been a holdout on lots of things, sadly so, but he came around on that one. So that's why I think that there's more evidence that they have. And the fact that Hunter shows up yesterday, he didn't show up on the House side on the Hill. He showed up on the Senate side. Now, why would that be? Because the House side, if he didn't come in, the sergeant-at-arms could have, along with the marshal, could have had him arrested. But on the Senate side, they couldn't do that.
Very interesting indeed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like they're going to go ahead with more actions against Hunter for not showing up for the as outlined in the subpoena. He just kind of flipped his nose at it all.
Well, sure, and if you or I did that, we'd be in huge trouble.
Well,
I would think.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Now, I would also like to know, personally, who is paying Abby Lowell, Hunter's attorney, who's paying him?
Right.
Because he's about $1,000 an hour.
Indeed.
And I have a feeling the DNC is kicking in money for this one.
Very interesting. I'll tell you what, we'll talk more on the other side of the top of the hour news. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. We're coming right back. You'll hear the headlines, and then we'll be back with more at 949-822-7959.
Hey, folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.